News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He is the fabulouser every day, Mr. Rob Center. We appreciate that. Matt Cotrillo's in the newsroom. We always appreciate his help and hard work as well. Back in our studios, the Sergeant Major of the Pennsylvania Army National Guard, Kevin Bittenbender, is here. He's a Paralympic athlete and a Paralympic shooting coach, chair, and this is the hat he's wearing today, although not literally, chair of the Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade Committee.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Mr. Wired Man. I'll tell you what, I asked him off mic, is there anything you don't do halfway? He's got a monster truck he commutes in and a monster Jeep that's all tricked out, U.S. Army stuff, and you go to Jeep Jamborees and things, and then you're going to be at the one coming
Absolutely.
Up at BZ's, and... You're a little over the top, buddy.
No, it's just the surface. Just scratching the surface.
Oh, okay, there's even more to know. All right, well, but I really appreciate it. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I always repeat that whenever possible, and you're the real deal, so we appreciate that. And you have used a lot of this zeal to chair the Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So the parade is imminent, less than 2 weeks away.
Let's go 9 days, 3 hours, and 13 minutes.
9 days. Holy smokes. Isn't that something I always think of, oh my gosh, don't worry about that. That's not till the end of June. Well, June 29th is the date. The parade steps off at 9?
No, 10 o'clock.
10.
The
parade
10 o'clock
steps
sharp.
Off at 10. What's new at the parade this year?
Well, I got some breaking news here for you today. And we teamed up with another nonprofit organization called Liberty Warbird Association. They're out of Lititz, Pennsylvania. And we will have a UH-1 Huey helicopter that actually participated in the Vietnam War. It was refurbished, reconditioned, it's flown. That will be doing our flyover, a very nice, low, slow flyover at 10 o'clock. Here's the other kicker. We're going to have rides offered to the community for in the UH-1. So it's going to land, the LZ, as they call it, the landing zone, is going to be at BZ. BZ Motors, and it's going to go throughout the Jeep Jamboree all throughout the afternoon. And if you're interested in getting a ride, an open door cockpit ride in a UH-1 Huey helicopter, it's $80. And that gets you a membership to the Liberty Warbird Association, a quarterly newsletter, a lapel pin, and a beautiful ride in a helicopter. And I tell you, we're really doing this for our Vietnam veterans because it's an iconic war horse from that era and from that war in particular. It shuttled soldiers to and from the battlefield. It shuttled supplies to and from the battlefield, and also our wounded. So it's a very iconic piece of machinery from the Vietnam era. And I think that's a great opportunity for our Vietnam veterans to share that iconic piece of equipment with their families, their grandkids, and maybe even take them for a ride in it.
All right. We sometimes talk about PTSD. We know the suicide rate is higher mm-hmm. among veterans who have seen action. This is therapeutic, this idea
Absolutely.
Of seeing it, riding it,
yes.
knowing about it.
It's confronting that fear or that those demons, per se. And, you know, in the therapeutic world, I think we call it, prolonged exposure. And now, you know, you confront those demons, and but you also have family there to support you by confronting them. And we think that this is a great opportunity to really show our support for our Vietnam veterans and all our soldiers and sailors, you know, Marines and airmen, that opportunity to fly in something like this and get up and nice and close. Now, we do have some static display that's going to be participating in the parade that's coming up from the North Carolina Vietnam Pilots Association. They'll be at that country cupboard the evening before. I think they're coming up on Thursday evening, so you should see them all day on Friday. They'll be also parked down at Wolf Field during the evening festivities starting at 5 o'clock for an up-close. But we'll also be up at BZ for a live up-close look, too, with the Huey. So we have so many things going on. Pardo's Perky Peanuts with the Freedom Bike Ride starting off the week next week. We're going to be traveling down to D.C. We're going to be riding at bicycles and hand cycles from Purcellville, Virginia into Arlington National Cemetery. And then the following days, Gettysburg Battlefields, and then Loganton area, and then the Susquehanna Valley, and then, of course, the parade. And if you're interested in doing something like that, you can jump on our Facebook page at Freedom Bike Ride, or just go to our webpage at Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade.com and click on the Freedom Bike Ride, and they'll give you some information there.
The bike ride is next Tuesday, the 25th, and
yes.
Saturday, 10 a.m., is the parade.
Yep.
And listen for the bang of the 105-millimeter howitzer at Hoofnagle Park without a shell in it, I presume.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
If there were a shell in it, where would that come down if it were it reached its maximum distance?
I would have to say probably around the studio.
Oh, right around here. Okay, yeah. So about 5 miles or so. All right, Union County Veterans Recognition Ceremonies at 12:15 at the President's Grove. Picnic in the Park and the band concerts at 1 p.m. 1 and 3 p.m. are the train rides. They are not sold out just yet.
Their tickets are going fast, so I would highly recommend you getting those tickets at eventbrite.com. They're $10 per seat, and there's two train rides at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And just a caveat on what you were saying there, Mark, was we have live entertainment at both locations, at the Weiss Block Party and at Wolf Field areas. So there's two live entertainment. Becky Blue Band is going to be up at the Weiss Block Party, and then we also have the Uptown Music Collective down at the that Wolf Field that evening for the fireworks.
All right, so the Jeep Jamboree is all around the Weiss Block Party, 2 to 6 p.m.
Yes.
Is that, and Weiss Markets, of course, a sponsor. BZ Motors is a sponsor there, so we want to thank our sponsors.
Yes, absolutely. And North Shore. North Shore doing the railroad and the train rides this year. Huge, huge undertaking by North Shore. They are just a huge supporter and sponsor this year.
Of course, and Jeff Pontius and his train's part of this, so we thank him. Wolf Field is the gathering at 5 p.m. for the community gathering. There'll be local food stands there. The Patriotic Show is at Wolf Field featuring Uptown Music Collective. If you haven't heard them, nobody can sit down during that show. It is just super. There is a rain day for that, strangely enough, and all the rain dates are Sunday. Mm-hmm. 9:30 p.m. is the fireworks. 94KX does the soundtrack for that. You can listen on the radio or on our P8. That'll be set up down there.
And you can't have a bad seat in the house. I mean, all you got to do is pull up a lawn chair, turn on your radios, 94KX, and listen to some great patriotic music and enjoy the fireworks.
I think you mentioned some of the sponsors, Pardo's Perky Peanuts, which Carl Pardo's involved in a ton of stuff, and so we thank him. Thank him for his military service, too. The American Legion Post 182, a sponsor, Bucknell University, North Shore Railroad, Weiss Markets, BZ Motors. Those are the ones I can name, and there's many other, but
we just had another add-on within the last couple weeks, and that's McDonald's, because McDonald's opened up their new restaurant now in Lewisburg, right across from Evangelical.
They had
a soft opening, I believe it was on the 16th. Their store in Mifflinburg and in Lewisburg are doing slushies for service. You got to say that slow, because I can't say it that fast.
Slushies for service. No, you could say it.
And so proceeds from slushies that you purchase throughout this month go back to the Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade.
So all of June.
Yes.
And slushies at the McDonald's, which that's an add-on. They didn't used to have those in the first place.
Right.
So that's big news.
Right.
And they're open now, fully open?
Yes.
Okay. And proceeds from the slushy sales this month go to Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, fabulous. Well, there's big
news. And that's also
right
the Mifflinburg McDonald's as well. So those two particular McDonald's.
The Ripon McDonald's restaurant. So we appreciate that. Wow.
But again, we are always looking for additional sponsors and as well as donations. This parade does not run by itself. So
sponsors, donations, and you're looking for board members and just
volunteers.
Working class volunteers for the day of?
Absolutely, the day of and throughout the year, really. And it really doesn't take up a lot of time. It maybe once an hour or two per month, if that. So if you break it down per month, was maybe a couple minutes a day. It doesn't add up to much, but it does add up collectively in the end. And it is a team effort. It's not just one person's show. It is a community effort and a team effort by everyone.
One of our listeners sends us a text, says, I'm willing to donate. What does the funding go for? Who is paid at the parade?
Well, that's a great question.
Absolutely.
So we have several board members that do get a compensation type per diem pay. And it's based on the allowances that we get. I, for one, do not get paid. And I am strictly volunteer and 100% volunteer. So the vice president, treasurer, and secretary get a slight stipend, approximately up to $5,000. And that includes a lot of their time. Now, they, on the other hand...
Well, they're like paid staffers, really.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not...
So they offer a lot more than just an hour per month. They are constantly in the crux of making sure that our books are right. But it goes toward a lot of our float. Repairs, making sure that they have upkept, insurance, our web page. Our insurances are huge. We pay for the bands that come in. We have the Freilinger String Band, American Originals, Hanover Lancers. We pay also the school bands that come in. So the school bands that come in, we give them a $700 to participate in the parade, which allows them to kick off their fundraisers. So we try to keep the monies collectively within the community that go towards some great, you know, great activities.
And you'll make a donation to the North Carolina Helicopter Group?
Yes, we pay for them as well, for their travel up and to this parade. So it's a lot of expenditures that I guess folks just don't realize.
And the Warbirds, of course, you'll make a contribution to them, and hopefully they'll make some additional funding to support their operation.
Absolutely.
When they're up at BC Motors at the Jeep Jamboree. All right, well, fabulous question. Yeah, thank you for that. So, but you are looking for some volunteers to help on day of parade and volunteers to help all year round.
Yes.
Somebody wants to be one of the leaders. As a board member, all the better.
Absolutely.
Union County Veterans, 4th of July.
And your donations are tax deductible. So we are a 501c3 organization, nonprofit organization. So if you request a tax donation letter, we can send you one. If you do it online, you can print out your receipt online, and if you itemize your taxes, it is tax deductible.
Now, North Shore Railroad donates all of their services.
Correct.
But I believe the Penn Valley Productions is, there is a stipend that goes to them.
Correct.
That helps them offset the cost of owning trains and maintaining them. So a little bit of money changes hands there. So that
And we're talking probably tens of thousands of dollars with North Shore to actually run that, because all their support personnel are volunteer for that weekend. The security, the transportation of the engineering part of it, bringing them the trains up to Lewisburg, having them stay overnight, and then also during the actual rides itself, mm-hmm. and then taking the trains back to Northumberland. So
it's a whole day of operation for more than one individual from North Shore.
Yes.
So that's a big deal. All right. Well, Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade coming up on the 29th. Of course, you're always free. It's always one and done and over prior to the 4th of July itself, so that you can go to other events and places or travel or whatever you got on your plate coming up. Freedom Bike Ride is on Tuesday, then all the rest of the events are on Saturday. If it has a rain date, it is Sunday. So just be aware of that, the way the rain has been coming lately. Of course, Sundays have been statistically the rainiest days, so hopefully we'll get another. We're on a roll with these nice Saturdays.
Well, let's keep it on a roll then. But just like the military saying, if it ain't raining, it ain't training. So, you know, the parade is going to go on regardless. So there's no need to make any kind of call to say, hey, is the parade on or not? It is on.
All right. Mr. Kevin Bittenbender, Sergeant Major, as he goes by, Senior Intelligence Officer, Pennsylvania Army National Guard, Paralympic Athlete, Paralympic Shooting Coach, Chair of the Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade Committee. On the big parade next weekend.
Next weekend. That's it.
Thank you so much for
wearing
all of those hats.
Appreciate it.